This is The Agenda from News Radio 560, KPQ, and KPQ.com, where topics of local concern are open for discussion.
Okay, second half of the program, we're going to revisit a conversation with the local auditors because Monday is a deadline. If you need to register to vote, you can do it by mail. You can do it online, votewa.org, because we want to make sure that everyone gets a chance to vote. And I know our first guest hopes you'll be casting a vote for him, and that is Lyle McClune. He is running for Eastmont School Board. And so let's get right into the conversation. Lyle, good to meet you. Thanks for coming in today. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
So first off, there is a primary for the Eastmont School Board. It's I forgot to grab my notes. Position five.
Which is the at-large.
The at-large one, right? Mm-hmm. So Lyle McClune has had, we visited out in the lobby. I was about to... I had to get that sneeze out of the way. Pardon me, Lyle.
I wondered how you did that on the radio.
Well, we just turned the mic off, yeah. And I feel another one coming on here in a moment. Three kids. Boy, I'm allergic to very fit people. Lyle is a physical trainer. I just wanted to get to that.
Physical therapist,
and by trade, and we had to kind of work get the interview scheduled. But glad you're here today and could come in on a day off on Friday. So, how long have you been doing that?
As a physical therapist,
yeah.
25 years. I started in the Navy. They helped me get my education, my master's degree in physical therapy. My wife and I lived in Texas, Japan, and then Bremerton, Washington with the Navy. And then when we separated from the Navy, we moved here in 2004 and have been here ever since.
All right. Love the area. Love the Eastmont School District. Three kids through the district. Are they all graduated?
Yep. Landon, my youngest, just graduated this year. All three were ASB presidents for the high school. That's part of the reason that I was motivated. I heard my voice in my own head encouraging them to get involved and kind of realized I need to do the same thing.
So we visited out in the lobby. You've had a chance to visit closely with a former school board member. You are good friends or have a relationship with an administrator in the Wenatchee School District. So you've had some unique insights into a variety of ways into how school districts can operate. So you shared with it. I thought it was an interesting perspective. That sounds like that's helped shape your decision on some things you'd like to take a look at and could bring to the school board, at least the discussion. So let me have you explain a little bit more. Why did you decide, besides that voice in your head saying, I need to serve my community?
Right. When I first got married, I met my new brother-in-law, and he was a school board member, or actually is no longer, but served for a lot of years, but was a school board member in... Gladstone, Oregon. And he took me on a walk just blocks from his house to a new stadium that he had helped build as a school board member. And I just remember what it just seemed neat to me that he could be a part of that and a part of his community in that way. And I just remember thinking that that's something that I want to do someday. I'd like to have that opportunity to somehow help my community in some way. So I just kind of kept that in the back of my head. When we moved here, initially, Jan and Tim Seto were our neighbors, and Jan, of course, was on the school board for a lot of years. And I talked to her periodically. She even talked to me one time about running previously. I just didn't think that I could do it at that time because I had kids in high school. Landon, as I said, has just graduated, so I thought... this is the time for me to get involved. I've been involved as a volunteer wrestling coach. I've volunteered to help out as a physical therapist with the athletic training program and with the football school or football program. So I just wanted to stay involved, I guess.
Lyle McClune is our guest. He's running for Eastmont School Board on the August 6th primary. And if you've not already voted, he's asking for your vote to be one of the top two to move on to the general election. Let's talk about, performance of the district. Have you have been watching, the district from a performance standard, things like that? Do you watch some of the reports that come out? Do you have some thoughts on that?
You bet. It seemed, when I first got here, that the Eastmont School District was in a little bit of disarray. And then with the hiring of Superintendent Christensen, I've noticed two things. I think that there's a lot more satisfaction across the board with teachers and students and parents. And then I've also noted that the district has become fiscally more strong. And so those are two things. And then just, you know, anecdotally, it's been a great experience for my kids. My kids have had a great experience throughout their education, both elementary and, junior high and high school. It's been a great experience. So I think there's a lot of good that's going on at the Eastmont School District.
You've had a great experience. That may not be the case for every parent.
Yep.
And ear can you lend, or listener? What's kind of your style you think you'd bring as a member of the board?
Yeah, I think that's a great point. And I would say first off that my kids have had their hiccups along the way when I've had to go in and talk to an administrator and say, hey, I think that my kid needs to have a little bit more attention paid to here. So I can certainly understand that. My style, I know that I want to get in and first learn what I can do. I'm certain that I don't have any kind of an idea of really what I can and cannot do as a school board member. So I want to learn that. And then really what I'd like to do is continue to pick people's brains, and certainly I'd love it if people would be willing just to share with me their thoughts so that I can know the things that our community wants the school board and the school district to do. So I'd first like to learn and then utilize the things that I know, the things that teachers, students, parents are teaching me to make the Eastmont School District better.
You were, we talked in the lobby a bit before we came on air. You mentioned something that you like about the way athletes in the athletic programs travel back and forth to road games, road matches, that could be particularly beneficial for their study time, would like to at least introduce that to Eastmont if you were successful. Explain that and the benefits you see.
Yeah. So this is actually something that my wife and I went and saw Superintendent Christensen about maybe 5-6 years ago. And I don't remember all of the ins and the outs, but basically what it comes down to is Eastmont high school students, and I would imagine junior high students, when they're traveling to and from an athletic activity, they're actually riding on school buses. And that differs from the Wenatchee School District, where they have a chartered bus. What that means is that when our students come back from Yakima or Walla Walla or someplace, if they have a test the next day, or if they're trying to just keep up on homework, they're doing that in a school bus with probably a headlamp on, sitting next to somebody who may be playing their music or maybe not really helping them to study. And I just think that a chartered school bus or a chartered bus or some type of a transportation that would allow them to better, to give them a better environment to study so that they can be first and foremost a student as well as an athlete.
Is it something a booster program could support, or you think that's something that the school district should fund?
You know, if I remember correctly, what Superintendent Christensen suggested was that the school district would purchase a bus would paint it like a school bus so that it could be used as such. Because I think the sticking point was that the school bus needed to be operated by one of the bus drivers employed by the school district. I think that was the sticking point. And he suggested at the time a way we could do that. My wife and I guess being kind of busy with things, never got around to it. So I think that's one of the things that I could do at this time.
Superintendent Christensen's contract renewed again. There seems to be a strong support for his performance. Would you agree with that? How do you think the job the superintendent is doing?
Well, you know, I was really impressed with him because when he found out through the grapevine that I was running, that I was thinking of running for this position, he called me up, contacted me, and asked me to come in and speak with him. He and I spent an hour together, and I have been impressed with him in general, but I was even more impressed after our meeting. He very succinctly explained what he had been doing and his thought process and kind of his model, his leadership model. I think he's doing a great job. He also suggested that if I was elected to this position, that likely I would be helping to find his successor. I think that he's thinking that he might retire sometime in the future. That seems a little bit daunting to me, to make sure that we as a school board, if I were elected, could find or will find somebody who continues to do a great job and kind of leads Eastmont School District into that future. I think that's a difficult thing, being able to see into the future and foresee how education is going to need to change to meet the demands of the future.
One of the candidates in this race has suggested we need to have school resource officers in the Eastmont School mm-hmm. District. What was your thought on that?
I would agree with that. I have quite a few friends who are members of either the Sheriff's Department or the Police Department in both of these cities. And they suggest that we can do a better job in being ready for some of the hazards that could occur. And I know, and I've actually talked to a couple guys who, one gentleman who was a resource officer at the Wenatchee High School, and then a former East Wenatchee police officer who was a resource officer, and she loved it. And my kids loved it. They knew her. There was a great interaction with her, and I think that's healthy. So I think it's healthy to develop that relationship and then to better prepare us for any problems that could occur.
We're talking with Lyle McClune. He's on your ballot for the August 6th primary for the Eastmont School Board, the District 5, the at-large seat. Where are areas for need of improvement in the Eastmont School District?
You know, I have a good friend who's in the administration for the Wenatchee School District, and he and I talked, and I think one of the things that really we can do better is to help kids at that junior high or high school time decide whether they're going to follow a collegiate pathway or a trade. I think too many kids, and I've seen this, too many kids just kind of get shuffled along like they're going to go to college, and then they don't end up going to college, or they go to college and they accumulate a lot of debt and never finish that degree or end up utilizing the degree that they've obtained. I think we can do a better job of kind of helping kids earlier on to determine which pathway they want to go. I realize that a lot of kids feel like they can't make that decision, but I think that some of that, at least in part, has to do with the fact that they haven't been having that discussion early on enough in their life. And so that's one thing I really think that we should help to do.
Yeah, they just feel kind of swept along on that mm-hmm. pathway, or that a trade is not something that they hear about, or
right.
that maybe that's somehow less successful.
Exactly. Yeah, I think that I've been guilty of that with my kids, kind of sweeping my kids towards a collegiate degree or college degree. Now, for my first two kids, it's worked out wonderful. For Landon, he's actually talked to me. He's like, Dad, maybe I want to be a carpenter. So I've kind of had to step back and look at that and understand that if that's what he loves to do, then that's what he needs to do. I want him to be happy in the end, and that might be the truth for a lot of kids.
Well, this time always goes so quickly. How do people get in touch with you? I don't know if they find you on Facebook or anything more about the your campaign for the August primary here. How they'd show support for you? How would they get in touch for you?
Well, that's great. This primary has caught me a little off guard. I thought that I would get Landon off to college and then begin to run. I didn't realize some of the ins and the outs of this. I have a email account, lylemcclune.eastmontschooldistrict@gmail.com. You could just go to my Facebook page, Lyle McClune. I don't have anything really set up yet. I plan on getting involved a little bit more. My daughter recently just had a grandbaby, or a baby. I'm a grandpa.
Congratulations.
Thank you. So I'm a little bit behind, but we're swinging into action, and, if you'd vote for me, I'd appreciate that. I don't know that there's a wrong choice here. I think that there's three wonderful people trying to do something to help their community.
All right. So we'll give you the final word, kind of your elevator pitch here on why you should be one of the top two choices here in the August 6th primary.
I care a lot. I love our community, and I think that's the reason I care a lot. The community has given my family a huge amount of support. And I'd like to give back in some way. I promise that I will work hard. I promise that I will do my best to learn what I can do to help our community, help our kids to have a better education for the future.
All right. Lyle, good to meet you. And, again, good luck to you and all the candidates in the race. It's been a pleasure meeting all three of you. And we'll see what happens here. And just about 8-10 days here. It may take a little while to sort it all out. I have a feeling it'll be close.
Yeah.
All righty. Thanks, Lyle. Appreciate
Thank
it.
You.
Lyle McClune. That's MCCLUNE.
That
if
is
you're
correct.
Looking for him on Facebook.